Today on Gardening in a Minute, creating wreaths from vines. Wreaths are a typical holiday decoration, but don't forget, they can brighten your door at any time of year, and you can even make them yourself using materials from your own yard. Florida vines that are suited for wreath making include grapevines, ivy, trumpet creeper, and morning glory. You can weave the vines into a circle or secure the vines to a wreath form made of foam, straw, or wire. Fill in the wreath with flowers, nuts, leaves, or pine cones. You can also try adding dried gardenias, hydrangeas, and roses. You can find more ideas and supplies for making wreaths at your local floral or craft shop. Welcome your neighbors with a handmade wreath created from materials from your own yard. For more information about garden crafts, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, garlic. If you want to add flavor to your cooking, try growing your own garlic. Garlic is a member of the onion family and can be planted in Florida from late fall through early winter. Garlic doesn't produce seed, so it's propagated by dividing its small white bulbs into individual cloves. Look for soft-neck garlic varieties like artichoke or creole that are well-suited for Florida gardens. Water and fertilize your garlic on a regular basis, and then harvest it when about half of the leaves have dried and bent towards the ground. Put the bulbs in a well-ventilated spot with bright indirect light for a few days. When they're dry, cut off the leaves and store the bulbs in a cool, dark place until you're ready to cook with them. For more information about garlic and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, fountains. Most people find the sound of running water relaxing and enjoyable. Fountains add a cool feeling to the garden and come in all shapes and sizes. If you have an existing water garden, whether it's a small container, a barrel, or a large pond, consider adding a fountainhead to create interest. You can also purchase a standalone fountain or a battery-powered tabletop model. Your fountain can take the form of a waterfall cascading down stones to a small pool or a gentle bubbling flow over the edge of a container. Fountain pumps require electricity or solar power to recirculate the water. You can purchase components from garden centers or hardware stores. The possibilities for garden fountains are endless. Just follow your imagination. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, trees for fall color. Florida's not known for its spectacular autumn leaf displays, but it does have several wonderful trees that you can plant for great fall color. Sweet gum and red maple trees are two of the showiest trees during the fall and early winter in Florida. Both will turn a brilliant shade of yellow, orange, red, or even burgundy as the seasons change. Our native bald cypress is another great tree to consider. Its feathery foliage turns from soft green to a deep shade of gold or bronze. Bradford pear trees are also known for their bright red color, but they often suffer from broken branches and are usually short-lived. Start planting the right trees now, and you could be enjoying great fall color in years to come. For more information about trees for fall color and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, using leaves as mulch. Mulched areas can suppress weeds, reduce the need for irrigation, and replace turf in tough-to-grow areas. For an inexpensive alternative to purchased mulch, consider using fallen leaves. Pine needles, leaves from broadleaf trees, and even grass clippings can be used as mulch. Of the three, pine needles are the best. They're attractive, not easily removed from beds by wind or rain, and don't mat down excessively. However, they don't last more than 6 months due to rapid decomposition. Leaves from broadleaf trees can be used as a mulch, but may blow away and are easily washed from beds during heavy rains. Shredding the leaves will help prevent them from matting. Save a little money and help recycle yard waste by using leaves as mulch. For more information about mulch, contact your local extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.